Today's episode is brought to you by Fivefinger Solutions MarTech Agency. Fivefinger Solutions provides done-for-you and advisory services to growing businesses looking to solve their problems with their online presence and functionality. Hello, Starfish. I'm Kira Ferguson, and welcome to the first episode of the Carrie Connect podcast. This is where we are going to get together to discuss digitizing your business and the opportunities, challenges, and realities that are involved in doing that. We're also going to be sharing stories about the impact that technology is making on businesses around the world and the different ways to duplicate that success for ourselves here in the region. One of the main purposes of this podcast is to create a space where we can flesh out the idea and definition of island-flavored innovation, which is a term that I coined and associated with this project to describe the new energy that is defining the way that we upgrade our approach to business. So, with this being the first official episode, we are going to talk primarily about the Carrie Connect community, this podcast, why we're doing this initiative, and what you can expect when you join in and participate. If you feel like this kind of content and community can be right for you, then you are definitely invited to stick around to the end of the show, because I'm also going to talk about the Carrie Connect 10K Challenge and give some details about what that is, how you can benefit from it, and how you can get involved. So make sure that you listen all the way through if I'm speaking your language. Okay, so starting from the top, Carrie Connect. Carrie Connect is essentially a community space that we are building for a very specific niche of Caribbean-based business owners and leaders. And when I say specific, I mean specific. We are looking to attract people who have embraced integrating technology and data into their business models, and they want to connect with like-minded individuals who have similar goals and journeys as they craft and perfect their own online presence and functionality. It's a safe, supportive space to share ideas, get feedback, ask questions, share experiences, network, and collaborate with people that can offer valuable feedback and engagement. Now, of course, I know that there are many support and resource communities for Caribbean-based businesses, but I want to make sure and make it very clear that the elements of this particular initiative are designed specifically for regional business owners who are actively looking to either improve their digital and technical assets or make informed decisions as they are actively establishing these digital and technical assets. It's a passion project of mine that's really been on my mind to execute for quite some time, and the atmosphere of the community is critical to its effectiveness. And so it's important to make sure that people understand that this is not a community for Caribbean-based businesses in general. We want to identify a very specific tribe of people who are committed to using technology and data in the continued development of their business. And they want to accomplish that with the assistance of true community support. And so Carrie Connect is a multi-channel experience that supports businesses that want to connect. They want to connect to the internet, they want to connect to each other, and they want to connect to the rest of the world through international trade and operate on that standard. Members who are actively involved in using technology and data to innovate, streamline, and scale their businesses now are in the best position to take advantage of the opportunities to educate, validate, learn, share, connect, and inspire. And that's the general idea of Carrie Connect in a nutshell, what it is and what we have going on. Okay, so element one of Carrie Connect, this podcast. As a consultant working with businesses in the Caribbean over the years, I recognized that many people had a disconnect from the relationship that technology has with the success of their business today. People and companies use technology to do business internationally every day, but for many, it still feels like tech in business is something that quote unquote other people do, not them. Or us. There are many reasons that take different people to the same conclusion, which is to avoid digitization seriously and in its entirety. But I want to mention three common challenges that I encountered and do plan to address over the series of these episodes. So the biggest player and the main motivation behind this podcast itself is the mentality. Too many business owners don't really see themselves as entrepreneurs, and so they don't prioritize business development. I wish I remembered the person who said it, but a colleague made an observation that many small business owners feel excluded and overlooked and unrepresented when the reality is that they don't take advantage of the concessions and programs that they are eligible for, just because they don't really see themselves as entrepreneurs, and so they don't recognize this eligibility. They see themselves as small business owners maybe, or hustlers, or home-based something, but it's not a legitimate entrepreneur and business owner. Or there are people who are aware of the different opportunities, but they still don't find themselves prepared because they lack certain entrepreneurial milestones like licenses or maybe business plans or financial records, things like that. Everything begins with a mindset. We have no plans to allocate resources and content to convince anyone of the validity or the necessity to digitize or modernize. This is a space for mindsets that are beyond that and are focused on active execution, active development, or active expansion. These are doers. We plan to share content and resources that speak to accomplishing goals, creating opportunities, and removing obstacles with creating dynamic, profitable, and convenient experiences for their customers, with streamlined, efficient, and organized experiences for themselves and their team. So this space best serves members with similar goals and audiences with similar goals and business priorities who are willing to participate to add as much value as they receive. People who are comfortable with where their business is, or complacent, or not sufficiently impacted by their problems, or maybe they're undecided on digitization and growth. I don't think that they would be a good fit for this particular community, but you are, of course, welcomed to listen to the show and be an audience member and participate here, because you never know when you're going to be inspired to join the tribe. All right, so the second thing I found generally common is a sense of unfamiliarity with digital landscapes that sometimes leads to intimidation and paralysis. So maybe your problem isn't a restrictive mentality, and you know that a business that will last has to continue to improve and innovate to grow. But the idea of using technology, computers, or the internet is just wholly overwhelming for you. New terms, new processes, and systems, they can be frightening, they can be terrifying for established businesses who are already set in their ways. Not being tech savvy, knowledgeable in digital marketing or online business can also lead many people to believe that they just aren't capable of actually pulling this off for their business. So they stay feeling stuck even though they understand the direction that they need to move in. And unfamiliarity also shows up as a block for businesses who have a level of success that is accompanied by fears of making a mistake or creating a lackluster experience or a misstep with your already established brand perception. So basically, you just don't want to look stupid out there. You don't really know what this is you're getting involved in, and you already have a really great brand perception and respectability, great positioning, and now you want to step out and you have a block because you don't want to break that trend. So if you haven't considered working with professionals or the skill set of your internal professional team, internal marketing team, operations team is limited to non-digital functions, then it may seem like a better idea to not bother with it at all. And so businesses may get stuck on the cost of not knowing what you're getting into, what kind of talent you're going to require, or what it takes to maintain these new systems and even further succeed with them, thrive with them. So this kind of discomfort costs time and lost opportunity for a lot of businesses, but I cannot say that I don't understand where you're coming from. That is what unfamiliarity breeds, especially if you have not considered or may not be in a position to enlist professional assistance. And even more for others, ignorance of certain platforms and technologies make it just impossible to grasp how they will create results for their business. So it's easy to conclude that it's not important or it's just a hassle and write it off, essentially. If you only have a consumer level understanding of something like social media, you won't be able to understand how seriously you need to take something like that. If you're not at all knowledgeable of e-commerce, you may unnecessarily translate your brick and mortar limitations to your online environment. Not knowing how these tools and platforms are used in a business capacity makes them kind of easy to dismiss, exclude, or diminish their importance, and it leaves that business stuck or plateaued. And though this community is for the bold, this is for people who take the initiative to try something and learn from the result, whether it is a success or a failure. And we want to connect with people who are willing to learn and share these experiences with others. And then the last thing that I want to mention that I found in common was access to capital. And this is a reality for many businesses for many different reasons. But one of particular concern that I must acknowledge is the variation in financial policies and exchange rates from currency to currency and country to country. So this means that many services and tools that are publicly available may not be financially feasible or regionally eligible, available for many of us. So payment processing systems and online communication systems are two examples, just to name a few of what I'm referring to. This is a really complicated issue, and I'm not going to pretend that it is something that's going to be easily addressed or solved in the group unless we engage with a lot of government officials and policymakers. However, if we are able to identify what is sustainable and what is feasible, we can start to work toward figuring out different ways to make trade between ourselves possible and profitable for all involved. So the group, of course, is only a small microcosm of the region as a whole, but there is no reason why we can't find ways that work on the smallest scale that we are interacting with each other while the policymakers figure out what the permanent way forward is. Maybe they will find that we're onto something. Who knows? Many great minds in one room with one trying to solve one problem. Successfully finding creative ways to collaborate and trade can definitely influence how the future economy is run and who actually controls it. So I'm hoping to use this podcast to have conversations that encourage conversation, that shifts the mentality and closes the disconnect. It's important to attract our Carry Connect tribe so that we can use all of our resources to start transforming ourselves, transforming our networks, and our region. I want this outlet to be an informative, entertaining add-on to the community experience. All right, so now that I've mentioned the community, we may as well talk about that next. The concept of a private group, like I mentioned before, or a niche community, isn't a new one. We know that. But what we have in mind is to create a dynamic community of like-minded people that actually want to work together to achieve personal goals, elevate the regional business community, and assist their fellow members where and when they can. This is geared to be a real community that empowers people to accomplish real results, real change, and create real influence. We are looking for tangibility. That's what we want to accomplish in the Carry Connect community. So the hub of the community is the members area. It's finishing up in development now while we introduce and build the membership, but it's a private online space that will feature interest groups for planning and idea exchange for specific interests. So maybe we have farmers that are members, maybe we have manufacturers that find each other and they want to discuss how the environment can improve or how opportunities can be created that benefits everyone or benefits the industry. You're also going to have access to classified ads so you can organize the sale or exchange of single items within the group with members. A general discussion forum is also going to be available where conversations, questions, and feedback can be exchanged. And we're also thinking about doing a members-only blog and allowing members to share their own ideas with other group members. So if that's something that sounds like that may be a good idea, I would appreciate you making mention of that in the comments of wherever you are hearing this today. And we're also going to just have a news feed that helps you to stay current of what is going on, the conversations that are happening, stay updated. And I even really want to establish a job board, which is a great, I'm imagining it to be a great tool to collaborate, to recruit, or maybe outsource work within the community. So tell me what you think about that as well, because I'm actually really excited about that part. So a community like this really only has value when members are engaged and they are participating. So we are creating a robust and feature-friendly, really easy to use and navigate platform to facilitate that. The goal is to populate it with the kind of people who are ambitious business owners or business leaders who have the common interest in networking, digitizing, streamlining, and scaling. Beyond being a place to meet and exchange ideas, Carry Connect also wants to redefine community support for what it means for us. So we're exploring ideas like social sharing networks. So if you have something going on or you're promoting something, then we as a group will be sharing your content within our networks, hoping that digitizing allows you to take advantage of any opportunity that comes to you from somewhere that's not in your physical location. We are also interested in doing business warming initiatives. I saw this on social media. It's not an original idea, but it's something that I do want to execute. Where as a group, if we have something going on, like the launch of a new business, that anyone that is physically able to show up and support and purchase something, that they are there, and anyone that is not takes advantage of any opportunities to do so online. And if there aren't any online sale opportunities, which there should be if you're a member of Carry Connect, then to just share the information, share the flyer on your personal networks, things like that. So we are thinking along those lines as consistent group initiatives. And so this platform here is the space to share ideas, but we want to make sure that the value of the group is more than a perceived value. We want people, members, to be able to experience tangible support for their launches, their campaigns, their ideas with proper feedback, proper thoughtful feedback, and to just be a reliable platform for that. So I'm also planning to host regular panels with professionals. This is going to be virtual, members only, but professionals from different industries to discuss the opportunities and maybe emerging markets and technologies to educate and inform members on important policies that are relevant to the Caribbean, or resources or realities in online and international trade for Caribbean-based businesses. So like I said, so far these are virtual, but I do have plans to host an annual in-person event. So this is going to be a big deal. The plan of it is to be a big deal. And you see how COVID got us talking? In-person event. But this is going to be a ceremony that floats between member countries. So wherever our members are, we're going to do a straw draw of which country is going to host the annual event, where we celebrate the achievements and improvements of the starfish in the group. This is, of course, something that I think would make sense once we hit our number goals for the membership, but it is definitely the next step the minute we get there. I think it would be a great way to celebrate hitting 10,000 members. Okay, so let's talk a little about what you can expect from the community and the show. So when you sign up to Carry Connect as a member, you're going to receive an email with an application with a few questions that tells us a little about you, about your company, and the kind of goals that you're working on. Like I mentioned earlier, mentality is very important. And while we would love to have a huge community that grows like a weed, we know that Carry Connect is not the right fit for everyone just because they're based or born in the Caribbean. So upon acceptance, you will receive your sign-in credentials for the members area, and you are automatically subscribed to the Carry Connect 10K Challenge. Now, I mentioned this earlier, so we may as well get into the details about that now. The Carry Connect 10K Challenge is a self-paced developmental challenge that is totally optional to participate in. Its purpose is to examine your business's readiness for online business and marketing. So each month you will receive a new email that asks questions about a different aspect of your business, and it's usually accompanied by a free resource to help you address whatever deficiencies you flesh out. So if you're just getting into online business or you're having challenges with making it work for you, this may be something that's really useful for you. And so to benefit completely, you are encouraged to open each email. There will never be anything in there asking you to buy. It's not sales. It's not spam. So open them up and participate and execute the tasks in the challenges. You're also encouraged to share your experiences, your observations, and the challenges that you faced on the 10K challenge thread in the forum, just so that you can get feedback from what you experience and learn about the experiences of others. So the goal of this is to subscribe 10,000 members from across the Caribbean to complete this challenge. And when we hit our goal, we are going to recognize that by hosting a raffle for a prize of $5,000 USD worth of services to update or improve your online presence and performance. There's also a possibility for additional prizes from other sponsors, but I can commit to Five Finger Solutions contribution right now. If you are somebody who may be interested in something like that, feel free to hit me up sponsoring something like that. But I am going to be open to additional sponsors for the raffle. So with the podcast, we are going to be posting these regularly. How regularly? I'm not actually sure yet. Everything that we're doing is new here, so we're still feeling things out with time and frequency. So the best way to stay current and informed is to join Carry Connect or follow us on Anchor if you've downloaded the app, which I would totally recommend if you are into amateur podcasts or would like to host your own podcast. It's really a great platform for that. I'm going to have links to wherever you're hearing this to make finding it easy. The podcast is still a great and publicly accessible resource for business owners, even if they find that they are not Carry Connect material or they're not based in the Caribbean. The point is to create a community that supports businesses who are working hard to realize their potential and operate businesses at a standard that they can be proud of and that brings them success. We want to facilitate relationships and connections that redefine our expectations for the quote-unquote new normal. To identify with the pursuit of innovation, with efficiency, we want to now be known for growth, for making data-informed decisions. We want to be known for success for more everyday businesses in the Caribbean. Why are we even doing this? I'm not sure if the question crossed your mind, but if it did, I can understand. This is a considerable investment for Five Finger Solutions, but I feel as if it aligns closely with our mission, which is to be an influence on the regional business community to develop, to modernize, to organize, and to connect. And this is another quote I got from a place I don't remember, but I had a takeaway from a talk where the point was made that Black people generally don't get anywhere with any initiative because they don't have goals that they can agree are common. Therefore, it leaves it impossible to accomplish anything at all or head in any particular direction. And so one of the main reasons the group is niched down to business owners who have chosen their side already between staying the same and innovating to grow is to avoid this confusion. Primarily, that has to be the common goal of the members, even if the journey looks different for each business model. Carry Connect is a community-centered initiative, and it's how we are able to contribute to the change that we want to see when it comes to taking the initiative to come together, to level up, and create our own opportunities. Groups of people with common goals can create a concrete plan and take concrete steps to accomplish them. And this community is one of the ways that we think we can get the right personalities in a room and strengthen, empower, and support them to make advancements in this specific area where they have a common interest. And I truly believe that a small community of 10,000 can inspire and serve as a model for how we can all make the necessary changes in the way we do business. So I guess the only thing left to say is, we will build it. Will you come? And so that's who we are, and that's what we are up to in a nutshell. If you made it to the end of the show, thank you so much for listening. Sign up for Carrie Connect on fivefingersolutions.com. And even if you don't, I will invite you to follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Hello Starfish. Please use a zero for the O, because apparently we are not original. We share MarTech content and make funny reels. So until next time, Starfish, I am Kira Ferguson, and you are listening to Carrie Connect, the podcast. I am so excited to finally get this started. I will see you guys at the next post. Follow or join.